The sentencing trial of al-Qaeda conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui continued today. The jury must decide whether Moussaoui was responsible for any of the 9/11 deaths and whether he should get the death penalty. NPR's Laura Sullivan has been listening to witness testimony in the trial, and she joins us from outside the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. Laura, tell us about who the jury heard from today.
Well, it's been an interesting day and an interesting week at this trial. I mean, it started off very rough for prosecutors. First, the FBI agent Harry Sammet says he wrote a 30-page memo to his bosses saying that Moussaoui was going to hijack planes. He sent 70 warnings to the Bureau, and all of his bosses ignored them. And then yesterday, one of those bosses gets on the stand and says he never even read that memo, which is almost tragic because Agent Sammet had laid out two of the charges that Moussaoui has actually now pled guilty to. So today, the government has done a little bit better. There was an FAA witness from the Federal Aviation Administration who testified about all the things the government could have done to stop the attacks, including stopping knives at the airports, increasing security, doing better watch lists. The defense this afternoon countered that the FAA could barely do that after the 9/11 attacks, let alone before the attacks. So it's been an interesting day so far.
And I gather there have been some witnesses from some of the flight schools that the hijackers attended.
Yeah, there have been a number of witnesses who have had interesting stories to tell about the hijackers. One of the witnesses from the flight school said that she found hijacker Hani Hanjour very problematic, very difficult to deal with, and she even alerted the FAA to this fact, and the FAA did nothing about it. And he couldn't speak English well enough to have a pilot's license, and she was very troubled by this. Apparently, the FAA agent said, well, get him a translator, and that's not even legal.
So you've been hearing the story of what led up to 9/11 from people who were actually involved with some of the players in those attacks.
Yeah, and that's probably one of the most interesting things about this trial, is that for years we've heard so much from the 9/11 Commission, from congressional investigations, and it was always very cumulative information. It was always testimony from the bosses, from the top officials. And this is the first time we've ever really seen the details, people on the ground like Agent Harry Sammet from the FBI. And today we even watched the video of the hijackers coming through the screening at the different airports that hasn't been shown before, and how many of them actually did receive secondary screening on the day of the attacks and yet were led onto the planes.
Laura, I am puzzled by something. These are government witnesses, and it's hard for me to understand how, when a number of these witnesses are saying, look, we were alerting federal authorities and they didn't do anything to stop what we thought was coming, how does this help the government's case?
So far, it hasn't. The government's had a very difficult time with its government witnesses because they're trying to show that with just a little bit of help from Moussaoui, that he could have been the magic bullet that would have stopped the attacks, that the FBI and the FAA would have launched into action. And so far, all of these government witnesses have had a real problem on cross-examination by the defense because there has been blunder after blunder from the FBI and the FAA.
And a lot of talk about missed opportunities.
Absolutely. And we saw that today with the witness from the flight school in Arizona. And then also when Muhammad Atta, one of the hijackers, and another hijacker got stuck in the middle of the Miami International Airport with their airplane. The airplane breaks down. They get out of the airplane, leave it on the runway with a jet behind them. And the FAA never followed up to find out what exactly had happened.
Laura, one last thing. What is the latest on the lawyer from the Transportation Security Administration who is accused of coaching witnesses?
That lawyer, Carla Martin, has been subpoenaed to appear in court on Monday morning. I spoke with her attorney today, and he said it's not clear how much she's going to be able to say. The last time she appeared in court, she was read her rights by the judge in the case, and she faces criminal and civil contempt charges. So it's unclear if she's even going to be able to testify. But the trial is continuing without her and the witnesses. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next week.
Okay, thanks a lot. NPR's Laura Sullivan covering the Zacharias Moussaoui trial in Alexandria, Virginia.